Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jim and Jeff.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and guess what? It is Find It Out Friday, and we have some information here for you. Kiss Me With an Eye will be coming on, and we're going to talk about celebrating your lives, the lives of others, and just celebrating the things that, the new things that we're getting ready to go into. But before we get started here, you know, Hans Johnson, the president of EAPD, was on last night, and he really stressed the fact and reminded us, and I want to remind you, to vote. There's four ways you can do it. You can mail it in, you can put it in a drop box, you can walk it in, and you could do it at the polls. But whatever you do, do that, okay? It is very imperative that we vote out here. You know, it's Halloween coming up. Yeah, we're talking about Halloween safety. Yeah, make your plans, parents. Know the places that you're going. And parents, inspect that candy that those little darlings are going to be bringing back home, okay? It's a lot of craziness going on out here. And we want to send prayers to Nancy Pelosi and her family. Her husband was attacked this morning, okay? But he will survive. And the persons that did that, they found them, okay? People are so ugly out here. I'm tired of this ugliness. And we want to send condolence to Jerry Lee Lewis, the rock and roll icon who passed away this morning. We want to send condolences out to his family. And Tiffany's going to come on with us. You know, she's a sought-out lady, so hopefully she's not entrapped and they got her locked in so she can't come give us this planetary report and tell us about celebrating. But before we do that, I'm just going to play you some songs and tell you what I found out today is that whatever your circumstances is, whatever your past, the forces that determine your future are nowhere but within your own heart and mind. And it is here that the star and your destiny totally shines. And that's from my mentor, Daisaku Ikeda, great philosopher, great director. Check him out. I'm going to repeat this again. Whatever your circumstances, whatever your past, the forces that determine your future are nowhere but within your own heart and mind. It is here that the star of your destiny shines. So, you know, we want to shine bright out there. We believe in lighting candles for others, because when you light a candle for another individual, your path becomes brighter and things come back to you. We have to do what we're here to do. But I found it out that the most important thing we need to do right now, we got, 11 days, is to vote. Your voice is your vote. So settle in. Enjoy. Coming on with us, and we're going to be talking about celebration. Tiffany with an I, welcome in. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. How are you? As this is a precursor Friday to Halloween.
Yes, it is. I'm looking at all the babies preparing for the ghosts and the goblins and all. I've just been asking them, you know, well, who are you going to be? And they're all excited about it. And as I spoke, you know, we have to have Halloween safety out here, you know, make a plan and know the places that you're going. And the parents must inspect that when it comes back in the house. You know, in this area, the children, they go maybe about 5 or 6 blocks, you know, but they start early and I just like get out and see them running around in their little costumes and having fun. And they do early, so when the sun goes down, they're still doing what they do. And I think that's a great way to do it, because you want to be able to see what's in your surroundings out there. So it is coming up. We're celebrating Halloween, and I think Halloween is celebrating the dead. So, you know, I just said, okay, well, let me get prepared to go to this funeral, that, you know, getting rid of all this dead karma and all that past stuff, and we just gonna bear with that and start with the new beginning. So that's how I feel about Halloween. And you're going to talk with us this evening. What's happening out there? Give us a little planetarium report. I know it's a lot of exercise and energy moving. So
well,
what do you have to let us know,
as it
Tiffany?
As it is, find it out Friday, and it is pre-Halloween. I'll keep it real short because there's a lot going on out there, and people want to probably have fun and celebrate and don't want to have to think about all the stuff that's going on, but it is Scorpio season, and we are dealing with some deep, deep energies. And so during this time, all the hidden secrets, all the hidden things that are within yourself, within others, are all going to be revealed. So there's going to be a lot of revelation, hidden secrets, things that you know, we have a dark side, what they call our shadow side to us, and things that we like about ourselves, things that we don't like about ourselves. So the things that we have been hiding from others or others have been hiding from us are going to come out. So hidden truths. And Scorpio is deep because it will reveal the hidden truth of situations, of people. So, I mean, that's why we mask ourselves on Halloween. Because, you know, that's when people in some cultures, that's, they give thanks and honor and respect to the dead before, you know, on that day. So, and then All Saints Day is November 1st, I think. So.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on.
Surely. Well, you know, I'm out the South, and you know, I do not go to masquerade parties. I do not go to masquerade parties. Because actually Mardi Gras time in New Orleans is a great time, and it's a fun time. But that is the time you get rid of your enemies, Mardi Gras. So I need to know, I need to see your eyes and see who's standing up talking to me. I do not attend masquerade parties. Never repaired. If there's something virtual and we have to do a mass or something, you know, I've attended some events virtual. I think Stephanie does a series, The Removing of the Mask. So there was a workshop on that, and she wanted everyone to wear masks, and I participated in that, but I was sitting in my own home looking at my own computer, okay, looking at me. But I do not go to masquerade parties.
Right.
It's just an old thing that you don't do that. Well, let me ask you, today was a beautiful day. The weather was nice. Were you able to get out and move out and about? Or is it something that you want to share with us? I've been speaking on the phone all day long, you know, talking with different states and stuff because of the things that we're doing out here. So how was your day? Were you inside or outside? Did you get an opportunity to see that fine weather?
Well, I was indoors today. You know what? I love being in sometimes, because when I do go out and about, you know, my meetings are long, you know, they last a long time. I'm exhausted by the time I finish the whole day. So when I do get an opportunity to such as to relax and rest a little bit and kind of recharge, then as I did today, then it's so rewarding for me. So, you know, part of this thing that we're talking about, hidden truths, so as I'm meditating, hidden truths are coming, revealing things about myself that I knew as a child but didn't really acknowledge.
Okay.
So some hidden truths were coming to me, and things that I knew or may not have acknowledged or wanted to know about, you know, other people or why certain things are happening. And this is that time. So for me, it was all about self-care And I don't go out necessarily around this time for Halloween because this is too much for me. So
okay.
It's like Friday. So you know everybody's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It is a Halloween party celebratory weekend, which I don't mind.
Yes.
But I just don't, you know, in the evening times, most times I don't go out and do things. But, you know, you have to do whatever you have to do during the weekend, and I will, errand-wise. But, you know, today I just happened to be in doing some self-care and meditation and then came up with that, some of the hidden truths to me that maybe I never acknowledged, knew about. You know, so it was very interesting.
Well, you know, we have to, like, just deal with what we have to deal with. We have to keep, not only do we have to reach out and invite others and strengthen others and empower others, especially our youth, we have to do it to ourselves too. And that's the number one. So I sort of like go deep and things have been revealed, but you know, I'm a journaler over here. So anything that comes to me, I write down. I just bullet point
it.
And then I go back. Yeah, I go back to it and say, well, what is this about? Yeah, I'm a journal. I love to write. You know, I do self-assessment every day. You know, I assess my actions. I assess myself. Okay, what happened today? Okay, what will I not do tomorrow? So I'm a journaler. And yeah, I keep myself. That's my own self-check and balance system, if you would call it that. So it's
right.
Been pretty interesting, very, very interesting here. But the energies, again, like you say, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, leading up, there's parties going on, there's celebrations going on as we are speaking. And I just tell
right.
everyone to have fun. And while I'm speaking of celebrations, I had a friend, her birthday was this month, Stephanie, and she had pictures posted out there, and she had a drum circle and gorgeous food, and I know that it was fun, but because it was not conducive for me, I move out very low and slow, and the persons that I move out around, I need to know everybody, so I wasn't in attendance, you know, physically, but I was there with her spiritually, and I just want to do a shout out for her again. Happy birthday, Stephanie. And I spoke with our singing chef, so he's going to be on with us. We're trying to get that schedule going. And I'm hoping next week to get Dr. Rivas on. Her schedule is really busy because she's running for the school board position in District 2. And they really need her in that seat. So I'm just hoping that she can come on and share with us. I'm just focusing in that way. So that's sort of like on my list of checkouts here. And other than that, I'm just like putting moisturizer on my face and thinking about the things that I found out today. And I did mention to them about my mentor, Dr. Sakari Keita, and how he always guides us. And to the correct way of living. So I want to state this out here. We talked about shining in your destiny, but I need to say this. When people are moving out, making those decisions, finding out the truth, you know, courage and compassion are two sides of the same coin. Compassion without courage is not genuine. You may have a compassionate thought or impulse, but if you don't do or say anything, it is not real compassion. We have to foster people of true courage. We remain dedicated to, and who remains dedicated to their mission. And mention a mission, you know, we're out here getting ready to I'm putting this call out here for these mentors. You know, we need you because our youth needs us. And I've been mentoring since I would say 14 years old. And now bringing it into Los Angeles, it's something that I want everyone to watch out for because it is in the making. But I'm going to put that big out again. We need you from all walks of life. You know, we have to reach out, invite, strengthen, and empower our youth. We are the storytellers out here. So keep your eyes open. We're working on it. We're bringing it into L.A. We go into many, many states, but we have to bring it home now. and see what's happening. So I know you, Tiffany, with the knives, going to be with us and share with us and the little ones. They just going to love you, okay, because you're a beautiful individual with a beautiful spirit. And I can just
you.
See them now. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they gravitate. You know, if you want to know if someone has a pure heart and they're sincere, put some young adults in the room with them. They'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
Yeah, especially babies. You know, babies, turn them loose. They'll let you know what you're dealing with because they're pure. So they can feel everything. Just let them go and watch them. So I know they're going to love you. I just cannot wait till we get this rolling, and it's in the making. That's all I have to say. It is in the making. So did you have something that you want to leave us with? We're going to be short because I
still
have to.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, because you talked about mentors, and also there's a month of celebration for women. Some people celebrate women in the month of October. And
yes.
You know, going along with the theme of celebration and mentors and women, because, you know, a lot of people think that men are mentors, but there are a lot of women that are also mentors. And so what people don't know, and I've never shared this before, and I think I've shared it once or twice, but I just really don't talk about it, that you were my mentor to doing what I've done. And what I mean, what I've done is I had a show called Beyond the Lines, and how I got started was being on your show. And you and I would often have conversation about the do's and the don'ts, what to expect when I went into a studio, how to handle people. You even acknowledged that I had the talent, which was in and of itself, a lot of people think that, oh, I can do this. But yes, you can. I will say, yes, you can do it, but you have to understand what category you fit. And you broke it down. You know, you'll break it down like if someone's a lecturer, you'll say that they're a lecturer. If they're they have a talent to, you know, really talk to people and converse with people and like I do, and you said, you know, you indicated the talent that I had, and it encouraged me so because we met, although we've known each other for years, and when I ran for office, I was on your show. That was like, I guess, the first time I was on your show. You made me so comfortable, and I think I said that, expressed that feeling a couple times over the course of my special run, campaign run. So... And then after that, after I ran, someone called me to have my own show. And when I did have the show, I was high ranking in my viewership, and I decided that, you know, this platform that I was on, it was great. I learned a lot, and I want to explore and expand my options and possibilities. So many things are yet to come, but I wanted everyone to know, especially the audience. Like I said, I've never spoken about it, but it was being on your show that helped me to get to the place that I was and having my own show. And
wow.
It was like, it was amazing because you don't know the things you're in and you're trying to really figure out who's who, what's what, can you do it? What do you need to know? What do you not need to know? And in my case, in my situation, I had to find out quickly because I didn't have time.
Yeah.
I mean, every day was a different day, and I had to figure out how to quickly do what I did. And so I wanted everybody to know that you had mentored me. And I'm not so I'm not really excited to talk about it, but I just didn't know, you know, I talk about other things on the show and I didn't know if I had the approval or the carte blanche, if you will, to say something to you until we talked about it the other day. And I said, well, you know, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to say, but I might say this. I might say something that has something to do with you. And you were like, okay, because you already know it's not going to be bad. But, yeah. So I just wanted everybody to know that. And, you know, and a lot of people are moving in that direction. You know, people are doing YouTube channels and, you know, which is fine. But you have to know what kind of category you fit. You know what I'm saying? You can do a YouTube channel, but if it's going to, your success depends on your talent. And if, you know, maybe your talent might be best served elsewhere. But you
right.
have to know those things. And I think a coach, a mentor is priceless when you talk about your future and your success. So I just want to thank you.
Well, you got me this evening because, you know, sometimes I'll be tooting my horn. But thank you because that's what it's all about. I believe in each one, teach one, and we learn together. And that's because I've been working with the young adults basically all my life. And I had mentors, and I still have mentors. But then there were times when, you know, I was hanging out there on my own, and I've done many, many things, okay? Many, many things. So it's not, if you want to take it from Hollywood to Bollywood or wherever you want to put it. I used to have a friend that said, well, tell me, what haven't you done? And I say, let me think about it. Okay, because I do what my heart tells me to do. I move with courage. It takes a lot of courage to step into the unknown, and I like to step into the unknown because you have to learn quickly. So, no, I'm not the do-it-all, know-it-all, but I do believe in each one, teach one, and then we all learn together. But I don't have a makeup, a mascara, so I don't have to worry about it running over here, but I have a big smile on my face, and I also am very, very teary because we call that tears of joy. But I appreciate you and thank you. You know, we do what we do, but we never really think about it. And how many people come back and remind you of that? You know, it's about grabbing. When I started this show in 2013, my co-host was 10 years old. Okay, she's 13. I like to grab them. And then she got, you know, she was a little actress and she could spin on a dime. And then as one of her relatives did a show, okay, well, I'm going to go work with them. I said, that's the general idea. You step out there and you handle it. Okay, but, yeah, I like to grab them, work the minds. That's why we're going to bring this mentorship program in here. And, again, we're calling for mentors of all walks of life. All walks of life. You know, we need you because they need us, and that's our youth. And we're going to take them to rise like phoenixes out there. We're going to have them rising with fusion, and that fusion will be knowledge, courage, charisma, the things that they need to get them through life. I mean, it's a lot going out here, and we have to be able to do it on their terms. You know, when you're moving with the youth, if you tell them you do it, you'll see something done very differently and very quickly. You can't go in and dictate. But we're putting this call out, so keep your eyes open, keep your ears open, because we have to rise our babies with plenty of positive fusion, and that's what's going to happen here. We go all across different states. Like I said, I've been working with youth basically all my life. And I know, you know, what I had and the things that I didn't have and the stories that I got and the stories that I had to find out about later, that I can tell you when you get that grounding, you can stand like a redwood tree. So, you know, with the new beginnings here, the TikTok is great. Everything is great out there. They're entrepreneurs. They're awesome. But when that dies out, what are you going to do? You got to have the basics. See, the basics never change, and that's what we're going to give them. And I know you're going to join us, and like I said, I'm talking over here, but I'm smiling because I want to say thank you again. I never get the opportunity. I'm always thinking, but I never get a lot of thanks. If you understand what I'm saying here,
I'm saying,
and I don't get it because I'm not really looking for it. I don't do it for that. So this is surprising to me. Yes, you got me. We found out something on Friday today, listeners. Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it. Has got me today. Well, Tiffany, thank you. I wasn't aware of that. I've known you. I know when you hit that campaign trail, I saw they're going to have something to deal with. And we talked about that and, you know, the front end, the back end, and I, because I stepped out there, I had to keep you encouraged, you know, because it's a different type
and
of arena.
And you did. You did. And you know how it is to run. There are highs and lows. There are days when you feel good and days when you don't. And I think
oh, yeah.
I called you on a day that I didn't feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you're
mm-hmm.
like, oh, yeah, I did that. And I was on a slate and I did this and I, you know. And the whole conversation was so encouraging and motivating for me. I was like, oh, okay, well, then I'll keep going tomorrow.
Yes.
And the next day. Because people don't realize what it takes. Everybody thinks that, you know, yes, you see the glamour. Yes, you see people out there. Yes, they do events. But the energy that it takes and what you personally go through as a candidate, you experience everything. You experience highs, lows, betrayals, people who support you. People. It's crazy the amount of things that you can experience as you campaign as a candidate. And so although the election was short because it was a special election, I was able to get through a lot of the process very quickly. And
yes.
I think that's because of my consulting background, because that's what I have to do is identify problems in a you know short period of time. So it was great, and you helped me through that. And then after I finished that, the opportunity to have my own show, Beyond the Lines with Tiffany Jones, came, and I was great. I talked to you. You talked me through that whole thing because I had different experiences. But you were able to identify some of the basic things, and I just appreciate you. So I just want everybody, you know, I just wanted to speak of it today, you know, and let you know, because I think we all need to just start talking about other individuals that have left an impression in our lives that inspire us, encourage us, motivate us, you know, uplift us, and it's very, very important.
Wow, that's all I can say. Now, you have me speechless over here, you know, because I'm a little shy about different things. Sometimes you have to stand up and you have to be confident and do certain things, and no matter how you approach or when you approach, it depends on how persons are viewing. But when you're moving out there and you're moving towards your purpose, it doesn't faze you. You know, what they think or what they care. And that's what is very important when that's given to you at a young age, because you have to keep your eye on the prize, as I say. And in order to do it, and with these new beginnings, nothing is being done the way it used to be done. So we're all learning out here. So I just scream, each one teach one, and we all learn together and keep moving forward. But you have put a smile on my face today. I never sit back and think about it. I just do it. When it comes, you don't think about stuff. And I guess having to do different things, so many different types of ways, and just jumping in the river. See, I believe in jumping in the river and swimming to the other side, because you can't stop. You'll drown. So once you jump in there, you have to make it to that other bank on the other side. And it is not easy. Nothing is easy. The personalities, your personality adjusts. You have to be able, again, I'll use the word, you have to assess the arena when you step in. And once you sit back, and everybody, I tell the younger, well, I don't want to go to school because I don't fit in with the, we don't use the word fit in, darling. You don't fit in, you blend in. You have something to take to the stew pot, okay? And you blend that soup, okay? You don't have to fit in anywhere. You fit in with yourself. So it's just a lot of things, and some of the young adults, you know, they have parents. Some of them don't have parents. Some of them, you know, it's just a lot going on out here. So I feel that if you can grab them and just give them one word, that it will carry them. Okay, they'll remember it eventually. They might act like they're not listening to you, but they hear you, and they'll carry it with them. I know I did, you know, because that I was a hard cookie to deal with, but I had persons shooting at me north, south, east, and west. I had them Amy's and them, you know, where I'm going, and they was popping it, you know. So I was totally confused, totally defiant, totally nosy, totally wild, totally bad. But it was those stories, that the guideline that they gave me that made me it possible for me to go through all that and survive it, okay? So it's very, very important that these are these things are done. So mentors out there, whatever your walk of life is, whatever, musicians, like anyone, we're getting ready to get moving, and we're calling out. This is a shout-out. I'll be posting out. There's some things that I have to do because the area has to be safe. It has to be relaxing, and it has to be set up for what we need to do. And I'll be calling on you. Now, I will say this, and I will write it out too, because we're dealing with young adults and anyone that's dealing with children will have to have a clearance, okay? DOJ'd and fingerprinted. So I'll be putting that information there. So those of you who can't DOJ or be fingerprinted, you can't come around, okay? Strict, strict, strict. It's very important. Too much going on out here, and we're dealing with young adults, and it has to be that way. So, Tiffany, with an eye, you have put a smile on my face today. You done opened up the can of worms. I guess I have to keep on keeping on out here, you know. Again, we will say we need you mentors because they need us, and that is our youth. It has to be done. There is a youth event coming up. I have to get the correct date, but I'll be speaking of that next week once I get all the information. We have some remarkable young adults out here. We have some great leaders, okay? Yeah, we have some great youth leaders out here, and I like to sit back and just watch them, you know, move. I like to watch them move because, see, everyone, they might use that word leadership, but a leader is not made, a leader is born. And it's what you have inside. You might learn how to, you know, conduct it or whatever, but it goes deeper than that. But for young adults that I've been watching and speaking with, oh, yeah, they're ready. They say, well, the youth is the future. No, 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 no. The youth is your present, okay? So my concern is when TikTok goes down, what you going to do then? I'm going to give you something that you'll be able to eat no matter where you go. So we're going to work on this, and we're going to go in many, many directions, and we need much assistance from all of you out there, from Canada, Japan, the United Kingdom, South Korea. Listeners, send us some stuff here, you know. We'll have to do where we can do a interchange program. That would be great. You know, we come there, you come here. Oh, yeah, I love it. But Tiffany with an eye, you got me this evening. So thank you. All I can say is wow. I had no idea. I just do what I do. But I see the growth and I see the change as you see the growth and the change. So, again, I'm going to leave the listeners with each one, teach one, and we all learn together. And that's my close on this. So give us that self-care. Tell us what to do. Smooth down our feet. Lotion up your elbows. What do you want us to do to take care of ourselves for the weekend? And Mindful Monday, we'll be bringing something back again.
Right, because Mindful Monday, I'm sure I'll have some more to talk about in terms of the energies out there, but I just kind of wanted to make it brief because everyone's
okay.
In a different, you know, everyone wants to get out there and celebrate and go to a party, so I just kept it brief, but we'll have something more on Monday. Some very interesting things that I just did find out, so we'll see if I talk about them on Monday or not, because it's the truth, so... I've been doing some research and some homework, and it might be a little, I won't say it's controversial, but it might be.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes we have to switch it up all the time. If it gets too wild here, you know, I can pull it back. We have to be careful, but sometimes you have to put that controversy out there. you know, to shake them up.
Yeah.
We do that in around voting time because Hans was on last night and he was sharing a lot of information and he pulls a different kind of energy, okay, because you have to pull a different type of energy. So like I tell everyone, we're not CNN here. We just care and share, and there's no telling what we're going to share about, okay? So just get your pads and pencils out and listen in. Join us. Do your research, but more so, stay woke, stay aware, stay observant, especially this weekend, but use it with total kindness. Shine like the sun ray out there. You want to beam. You want to make sure everything is where it is. Tiffany, we love you. We're going to let you go and finish up your evening. And thank you. Thank you so much for that, I should say, praise, or that, I don't even know what to call it. But, you know, we have eyebrows, but we can't see them, but others can. So I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you for appreciating me. And on that end, we're going to say good evening to everybody. Tiffany, love you. Stay safe out there, people. Stay safe. Watch that candy. Watch that candy. You know, our little darlings have to have it, but keep a good lookout. Tiffany, we love you. Tiffany with an eye, I see it. I strategize it. I change it. And I complete it. And this evening, you have brought a smile on my face. Thank you, Tiffany. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
We love you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Others how to deal. We care, we love. land.